Hello and welcome to another episode of Wildness and Wellbeing. I'm Tim Jones and today I'm here with my friend Ricky Crosby, who is a climbing buddy of mine, and he also lives in a van. So hey Ricky, how's it going?
Hi there, Tim. Yeah, all good. Living the dream in the van.
Nice. So you're parked up next to Nick, who was in season one. How long have you been living in a van for?
So I've been living in this van for 3.5 years now. Started building it over lockdown, and it started off just as a little stopgap, really. Just nice and easy, you know, little blow up bed in here, and then it just slowly evolved into living in it full time and parking up really nice places, meeting some really nice people, and it's just it's a completely different, you know, completely different way of life to what I was used to before, living in the house, and then just a bit of a switch over and complete change of mind now. It's great.
It is absolutely beautiful in here. I'm really impressed with the bed space as well. There is so much space in here, and your kitchen area is actually absolutely fantastic. What do you think is the hardest thing about living in a van?
Hardest thing for living in a van, you know, a lot of people say it's the toilet situation. You get over that pretty quickly. For me, it was winter, and not the cold, actually. It was getting to the places that you want to get to when it's completely iced over, or being stuck. I've been stuck in Buxton once for 4.5 days, and we had to get an SOS out to come and get me and my friend. And because we were stuck at the top of Buxton, we had no way of getting back down. That was probably two years ago now. A blizzard just came. I couldn't even open up my side door, and we were completely stuck at the Buxton racetrack, and it was something else. It was horrifying.
Wow, that sounds a little bit hairy. So what do you think is the biggest draw to van life for you?
Biggest draw for me is I think, you know, seeing the new places, and also the best part, one of the best parts of it is, other than, you know, seeing these fantastic views, which you get to see every day, also when you go to your friend's house and you've had a few beers, you can just jump. Your home is at your friend's house, so you can just park up and then just go straight home. There's no sleeping on the couch. There's no having, you know, waking up with a dog breathing on your face. You just wake up in your home and then you can straight back anywhere else. You know, it's fantastic. Just drag your home with you. It's awesome.
Awesome. And I notice the Morzine poster on the wall. You're an avid mountain biker?
Love mountain biking. We drove to Morzine this year. It was a big trip, you know, 15 hours there. That, and just did it all in one. That was a colossal journey, but well worth the trip. We're there for a week. Absolutely love mountain biking. Park up at Macclesfield Forest. Anybody that's a mountain biker will know Macclesfield Forest is, like, that's the place to go. Awesome. Morzine, again, just absolutely loved it. Great trip.
Beautiful. Are there any other kind of outdoor things that you enjoy doing?
Yeah, so obviously I met yourself, Tim, through climbing, which, again, doing these cool things, you meet cool people. Love climbing, indoors and outdoors. I don't really do too many of the ropes. Love to get onto that a little bit more. But, just trying to take up archery. Just started taking that up. Hiking, that sort of thing. Anything that gets you, you know, you just got to make the most of where you are, because we're situated in the best place, you know. And you can just go for a swim, go for a nice wild swim. Great way to start the day. Awesome, you know, nice cold dip in the morning. Love it.
So a bit of a tougher question now. Have there ever been any points where you've struggled with your mental health?
Yeah, massively. So before I was in the van, over lockdown, me and the fiance at the time, with the same with a lot of other couples over lockdown. You know, you struggle, and then we just decided we both wanted different things, and we had a mortgage, we had the two dogs, so that was a really tough time for me, really tough, and the van actually saved me because it gave me a purpose, it gave me something to work on, and it just kept my mind focused instead of just thinking about when I've got to sell the house, you know, this and that. The bills were mounting up. It was a horrible time. But the van life just completely, completely changed my life. And if anybody else is looking at doing it, it's scary, really scary to get rid of everything, get rid of all of your things like your TVs, your Xboxes and that sort of thing, which I loved Call of Duty, loved GTA. But I've not played on any of that since moving in here, and you do not miss it. It's just a distraction. Just get rid, get a van, and just live the life.
Yeah, and the heavens have just opened, and there's wind and rain. And it's something a little bit magical about being in a kind of tin box and just listening to the rain patter on the roof.
Oh, yeah, definitely, for sure. It's, especially if you park next to, for instance, a waterfall, you know, and you can just open up your window and you've just got constant flowing water, and it's a great way to fall asleep. You don't even need the lo-fi music. You can just, that's what they record. You know, you're listening to it live. What more could you want, really? It's beautiful, very tranquil.
What's next for you? Where are you thinking? Is there any adventures that you're planning? Anywhere you're heading with the van next?
So we are looking at doing another Morzine trip, because that place is addictive. If you are, yeah, if that is the heaven, you know, that is the place to go. But other than Morzine, we are going to constant trips to Wales for the mountain biking. Myself and my new neighbour Nick, who you guys have interviewed, we're looking at taking his kayak out. So we're just gonna keep doing lots of little trips in them, and then just take each day as it comes, really.
Yeah, beautiful. Morzine is, if anyone hasn't been there before, is just a mountain bike mecca. It is amazing. When I went out there, I think it was for my 30th. It's literally you hook your mountain bike on the ski lift, go at the top, go up, down, up, down, up, down, and then chill by the pool in the afternoon. It is absolutely amazing, isn't it?
Absolutely amazing, man. You know, we we went with about 16 other lads, and we had this gorgeous chalet. I just wanted to stay in my van. You know, I was parked up on the side. But yeah, wicked place, you know.
What's next on your list, kind of, in terms of adventures?
Yeah, so adventures in the van, when I, because I'm getting back from, I'll be going to Thailand in a few days, so I'll be getting back from there in February. So from there, it'd be great just to meet up with all the local van lifers again, you know, and then go to Wales. We're going to Llandegla, which is another great, you know, little biking place. That's going to be for my 30th. Nice. So we're going to Llandegla. It's quite jealous of your Morzine 30th trip. That sounds fantastic.
To be fair, though, I've been to Llandegla, and it's a good,
great,
it's a good place.
Great spot, isn't it? It's yes, we go in there with a few of the guys, a few of the van buddies, and staying there for a couple of days. But yeah, other than that, we'll be going to Morzine again, because
nice,
can't get enough of that place. That place is, yeah, that's the mecca. Absolutely stunning. So we'll be driving Lexi Blue there again. And yeah, just taking each day as it comes, really, you know, just try and have an adventure each day.
And you mentioned the other van lifers. I mean, I, I, I I know that Nick as well has he chills with you quite a lot, and you guys stick together quite a lot. But there's quite a few of you around here, isn't there?
Oh, there's loads. Yeah, a great place for it again is Macclesfield Forest. That's where I started, and that's where I met my original like neighbours. That's what my friend's Carl, who lives in a truck. He's awesome, love Carl. And then one of my other friends, Alex, I met him through it. He's another climber. And then, just lots of other people that, just pass through, and you'll meet them for a night and then stay in contact, and then maybe meet up with them in Scotland or Wales or wherever. We're all on the road, always.
Fantastic. Cheers ever so much for speaking to me, Ricky. How do people follow your adventures?
I'm on Instagram. That's pretty much it. You can follow me with LexiBlue08. That's just Lexi with an I, Blue08. Yeah, follow me on there, guys. And always good to meet new people. Park up. There's plenty more of us lot to meet. And we're all great, great people. Always having great times. Few beers, that sort of thing, and yeah, always more than welcome.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode of Wildness and Wellbeing. If you enjoyed it, please feel free to like, share, and don't forget to subscribe too. And please feel free to leave a review as well if you can. And as always, if anyone's got any ideas, or if anyone would like to be a guest on the show at some point in the future, feel free to drop me a line at hello@wildnessandwellbeing.com. I'll catch you all soon.